From Wondery, I'm Robbie Damon, and this is Little Stories Everywhere. Each episode, we'll bring you stories for kids that spark the imagination, take you to other worlds, and bring joy. This is The Plants That Dance.
Grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder,
where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a
super tiny announcer.
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Mr. Stevenson's garden was the most spectacularly precise corner of nature on planet Earth. Each hedge grew no taller than exactly 4 feet. Each tree was shaped into a perfect sphere. And each blade of grass stood up straight like a bright green rocket, ready for launch. Not a leaf was out of place. At 6:45 a.m., Mr. Stevenson spotted a rogue twig that needed snipping. He walked along the garden path. His boring brown gardening shoes clicked sharply as he whispered to himself, "What a lovely morning for a quick hedge trim. I love gardening alone." Mr. Stevenson stepped into the garage and reached for his tools. He raised his hand and pressed the door opening button. The loud, clanking garage door made Mr. Stevenson jump.
Oh, no. I hope Sam doesn't wake up. It's such a lovely, peaceful morning.
In a flash, Sam burst through the front door, still wearing his pajamas. His floppy pink slippers slapped across the ground. His bright orange robe flew behind him like a cape as he sprinted towards his dad.
Dad! Are we gardening today? I love gardening with you.
I see you've woken up.
Mr. Stevenson watched Sam run towards him in a ball of crazy color. He couldn't help but laugh.
Sam, slow down. I love the enthusiasm, but I don't think it's a good idea. You always move things out of place when we garden together.
Sam's face went from grinning ear to ear to frowning chin to chin. He dropped to his knees and begged dramatically,
"But Dad, please, I'll be on my best behavior, I promise."
Mr. Stevenson took one look at Sam's bright, hopeful eyes and caved.
"All right, you can garden with me. But whatever you do, don't cause a mess in the garage."
It was too late. Sam was already knee-deep in a wheelbarrow. He grabbed a rake and excitedly threw it behind him. He opened all the drawers, pulling out every nut, bolt, shoelace, whistle.
"Hold your horses, Sam. You'll only be needing a pair of shears today."
Sam dropped everything and held up the shears in victory. Together, they walked toward the garden. Sam's eyes grew bigger with every step. He admired every shoot and sniffed every petal. Sam sprinted toward his favorite corner of the garden.
"Don't run with the shears, Sam! There's danger everywhere in a garden," muttered Mr. Stevenson.
Sam knelt down next to a giant glossy rock and tipped it over. He watched the bugs scurrying away and spotted a shiny blue beetle crawling towards a big shrub.
"Wait up, Mr. Beetle. Where are you headed?"
"That's strange. This shrub wasn't here before."
Sam crawled in to take a closer look. A bright purple leaf appeared, and his face lit up. He'd never seen exciting colors in his dad's garden before.
"What is that?"
Sam threw himself into the shrub and discovered hundreds of colorful, swirly, curly plants. He ran his hand over a bright and red spiky dragon fruit. behind him, a purple vine spiraled out of the ground, right next to a yellow and red polka dot palm leaf. Sam leaped out of the shrub. His hair was full of twigs.
Dad, you've got to come see this!
Mr. Stevenson sprinted through the garden towards Sam.
What is it? Have you hurt yourself?
Mr. Stevenson arrived at the shrub and looked at his disheveled, excited son.
What's going on? And why are you covered in dirt?
Dad, look at these colorful plants I found. I've never seen anything like them.
Mr. Stevenson rolled his eyes.
Sam, what did I say about moving things out of place in the garden?
But these plants, they're beautiful.
These are not plants, Sam. They're weeds. They're no good. We have to rip them out and throw them away.
Sam's face grimaced. The twigs fell out of his hair. Mr. Stevenson reached into his boring brown tool belt and pulled out a pair of shears.
We need to throw them in the compost immediately. Gardens can't have weeds.
Mr. Stevenson bent forward and grabbed the red and yellow polka dot palm leaf at its root. He cut it off and tossed it in the wheelbarrow. One by one, he placed his shears under every colorful plant and cut it off at the root. Sam watched in silence. He could feel his heart sink further into his belly with every snip. Mr. Stevenson tipped the wheelbarrow full of plants into the compost heap. Sam sighed. I don't feel like gardening anymore. Mr. Stevenson placed his hand on Sam's shoulder as they slowly walked back toward the house.
I'm sorry, Sam. This is just the way it is.
That night, Sam looked out the window at the garden. He watched the sunset over his dad's perfect plants and whispered under his breath.
It's always the same. Not a leaf out of place.
Sam turned to his dad.
Night, Dad. Thanks for letting me garden today.
Good night, son.
Slowly, Sam meandered to his bedroom. He crawled into bed, let out a huge yawn, and fell asleep. In the middle of the night, Sam jolted awake. He heard loud, thumping disco music coming from the garden. He shook his head and lay back down.
More crazy dreams. I didn't even eat cheese last night.
Sam's ears twitched again. He heard the music thumping even louder and saw colorful lights illuminating each perfect hedge. Sam pushed off his blanket, ran to the window, and stuck his head out. He rubbed his eyes in disbelief.
Is that a dance party coming from the compost?
Sam quickly climbed out of the window. His bare feet hit the wet grass. Mud squelched between his toes as he sprinted to the compost. He pushed the lid open and leaned in as far as he could. Suddenly, his muddy toe slipped, and Sam fell headfirst into the compost heap. Sam yelled as he fell further and further and further. This was no ordinary compost heap. The wind howled wildly as colorful petals swirled around him. And he hit the ground with a huge thump. Sam opened his eyes, rolled over, and found himself staring straight up at a giant, talking pineapple.
Hey there, garden boy.
I'm Zoe the Pineapple, but you can call me Spike. You were totally awesome today. Power to the plants.
Sam caught his breath and looked around the room. He saw all the colorful plants that he'd found in the garden earlier. But now, they'd become super-sized and were throwing a dance party in the compost. Everybody was there. The purple vines, the polka dot palms, even a dragon fruit DJ played music on stage. Sam could hardly take it all in.
Hey, Spike, nice to meet you. Do you mind if I ask, where I am? Spike sassily put her leafy arm on her hip. Your dad said we were the weeds, huh? Well, we're not weeds at all. We're dance plants, and this is our party. Welcome to the Grove Armada. Spike shimmied and spun around the room. With every twirl, her diamond patterns flashed bright yellows and greens, like a disco light. She pointed at the stage. Hey, DJ Dragonfruit, play that funky music! Ooh! DJ Dragonfruit pulled his headphones up to his ears. You got it, Spike! Sam heard the music crank up. He clicked his fingers and tapped his feet. Spike grabbed his hand and spun him around. What's your name, Garden Boy?
My name's Sam.
Well, Sam, I can see you've got some moves already. But how about we teach you how to really dance? Sam looked around at all the amazing dance plants. They all had their own unique, groovy style. He felt a ripple of excitement rush to his head.
All right, let's dance.
Spike flipped Sam in the air. He tumbled through the room and crashed into something soft and squishy. It was a super chilled out aloe vera plant. She spoke with a husky voice.
Yo, I'm Ayla the aloe vera. You're a total grandma with these dance moves, bruh. But it's all gravy, man. I'm gonna take you pro.
Sam stared at Ayla blankly. He didn't understand a word she said, but replied with a quote he heard from a surfing movie once.
Cowabunga! Let's do this thing!
Ayla bent her spiky green leaves down towards Sam, making a ramp.
Hop on, dude!
Sam took a deep breath and stepped onto Ayla's spiky, spongy leaf. Ayla flipped him onto her shoulders in one swift movement. Sam looked down at Ayla cautiously.
So, now what? First rule of dancing, you gotta let everything fall out of place.
Sam nearly fell off her spikes. He had never heard anyone say that things being out of place was a good thing before. He liked the sound of it. A lot.
I love when things are out of place. Awesome, bruh. Me too.
Sam let the music take over his body. He jumped off Ayla's shoulders and spun across the floor. He moved every limb out of place. He shimmied, shuffled, and shook to the rhythm of the music. Sam closed his eyes and just danced. Suddenly, they were interrupted by a scary rumbling sound coming from the top of the compost. Spike yelled toward the stage,
DJ Dragonfruit, turn the music off! Somebody's coming!
Spike grabbed Sam by the hand as everyone stopped dancing and turned to run. Ayla hid in the dirt. DJ Dragonfruit vanished with the vines. Sam held onto Spike's hand tight, but it was too leafy and slipped away. Suddenly, it was just Sam left staring up at the compost lid. It opened slowly. A beam of morning light glared down, and Sam saw a face staring back at him.
Sam? What on earth are you doing in the compost?
Mr. Stevenson reached in and pulled Sam out by the arms. The compost bin had turned back to its normal size as soon as his dad opened it. Mr. Stevenson placed Sam down on the frosty morning grass.
Care to explain what you're doing in the compost at 6:45 on a school day?
Sam's teeth chattered.
I've been dancing with the dance plants.
Mr. Stevenson squinted at Sam in shock for 9 whole seconds. Eventually, he spoke again.
You're talking nonsense. Go inside and get ready for school. We'll talk about this when you get home.
But, Dad, I'm not making this up.
I don't want to hear it. Go get ready for school. Now.
Sam dusted the dirt off his pajamas and stomped back towards the house. He had just about reached the door when he heard a rumbling sound. As he looked back, he saw 10 giant purple vines wrapping themselves tightly around Mr. Stevenson. Sam sprinted towards him.
Dad, stay still. It's okay. Don't worry.
Oh, they're pulling me in! Help!
Sam reached out to grab his dad, but it was too late.
The bright purple vines had pulled Mr. Stevenson into the compost. Without a second thought, Sam jumped straight in after him. He felt himself falling further and further all over again. The colorful lights had returned. The disco music got louder and louder, and just like last time, he hit the ground with a big thump. Spike pointed at a cluster of yellow and red polka dot palm leaves hovering around Mr. Stevenson. Sam! Your dad's over there. He's in a polka dot knot. Sam ran to his dad and kneeled down next to him.
Dad! Are you okay?
Mr. Stevenson looked around the room in shock. All the weeds he'd thrown in the compost from yesterday were now dancing around at a funky disco at the bottom of the compost. Sam burst out laughing.
I told you, Dad. They're not weeds. They're dance plants.
Mr. Stevenson shook his head in disbelief.
I can't believe it. You were right all along. I'm sorry, Sam.
And just like that, the polka dot knot unraveled. Mr. Stevenson wrapped his arms around Sam and gave him a huge hug. Sam felt his dad's warmth and smiled. Sam looked up to see DJ Dragonfruit standing on the stage, talking into the microphone.
I hate to break up this beautiful moment, guys, but I think it's about time we teach Mr. Stevenson how to dance. That's why we're all here, right?
DJ Dragonfruit scratched his record back on, and Sam heard the funky disco music getting louder. He leaned over to his dad and said, "First rule of dancing, you've got to let everything fall out of place."
Mr. Stevenson looked at Sam with a confused face.
Out of place?
Before Sam had a chance to answer, Ayla the Aloe Vera and Spike the Pineapple were standing in front of them, waving their leafy arms.
Right on. You gotta let everything get a little messy, dude.
Here, let me help you.
Spike grabbed Mr. Stevenson's arm and spun him across the room. Mr. Stevenson smiled, and Sam watched as his dad shook his arms like an octopus and kicked his feet in the air. Ayla ran up to Mr. Stevenson and grabbed his arms.
Dude, let me teach you how to floss.
No need. I flossed this morning.
What do you mean?
I always do. Floss, brush, then gargle mouthwash every morning.
Ayla laughed. Right on, dude. You do you.
Sam and his dad danced all day long. At bedtime, they said their farewells, and Mr. Stevenson promised that they'd be back for a dance party soon. The next day, Sam came home from school and walked past the garden. As usual, the sun shone on each perfect plant, but this time, he saw something else. There, in his favorite corner of the garden, were the dance plants. Mr. Stevenson had taken them out of the compost and planted them where they belonged. For the first time ever, there was a colorful glow in Mr. Stevenson's garden. Finally, a leaf was out of place.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Little Stories Everywhere ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids and Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
From Wondery, this is Little Stories Everywhere. This is The Plants That Dance, written by Alice Brine. I'm your host, Robbie Damon. Brian White is our associate producer, audio assistance by Sergio Enriquez. This episode is sound designed by Kyle Randall. Our editor and senior producer is Sarah Serrano. Executive producers are Janine Cornelow, Stephanie Jens, and Marshall Louie for Wondery.